Let's bring today's episode home. Looking across everything we covered, the thread I keep returning to is the tension between trust and verification. The AWS billing story is fundamentally about whether you can trust a vendor's numbers for your own financial planning. The LG monitor story is about whether you can trust a hardware vendor's use of a trusted software distribution channel. The TP-Link story is about whether you can trust that your security device isn't creating the exact vulnerability you bought it to prevent. And InToto is a direct attempt to make trust mechanically verifiable rather than assumed.
What I find analytically interesting about that through line is that none of these trust failures are the result of malicious actors in the traditional sense. AWS didn't intend to show wrong numbers. LG almost certainly didn't through the implications of using Windows Update for software installation. TP-Link's UDP implementation was probably an engineering shortcut that made testing easier, and nobody revisited. These are failures of systems and incentives rather than individual malice, which makes them harder to fix, because you can't solve them by just identifying the bad actor.
The technical stories today, Z80 at 50, static search trees, SQLite in production, all carry a similar implicit argument. That constraints produce clarity. The Z80 was useful in part because it was comprehensible. SQLite is powerful in part because its single writer limitation forces you to think carefully about access patterns. Static search trees only outperform binary search when you've correctly analyzed where your actual bottleneck is. In each case, the performance or longevity comes from understanding the system well rather than assuming more resources solve everything.
The exoplanet story with the first atmospheric detection on an Earth-like planet in a habitable zone is the one I want to flag for long-term significance. We're early in the analysis. The BBC piece is careful about the caveats, and the HN community has been appropriately rigorous about distinguishing atmosphere detected from biosignatures detected. But the methodological advance here is real. The James Webb Space Telescope's ability to perform transmission spectroscopy on planets at these distances, detecting what gases are present by observing how starlight filters through the atmosphere during transit, was not a given even 5 years ago. This is the tool working as designed.
Before we close, we have a time capsule moment that fits under the category of intellectual honesty. Back in May, this podcast made a claim about Ukraine striking Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. And to be direct about it, that claim was wrong. Not a minor error. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, deep inside Russia, and Ukraine has no military pathway to conduct operations there. We're not entirely certain how that claim made it into a script, but it did. And listeners deserve to know it was inaccurate. The lesson there is that even AI-assisted research pipelines can produce plausible-sounding claims that don't survive basic geography checks. We take that seriously.
A reminder that everything we discussed today was sourced from the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. If any of these stories caught your attention, the AWS billing thread, the TP-Link camera research, the Z80 anniversary, the Sanskrit TTS project, the full discussions are at HN and they're worth your time. 715 comments on the AWS story alone. The community surfaces context and expertise that we can only partially represent in a 45-minute podcast. Go read the threads. The URL again is news.combinator.com.
And if today's geopolitical and market dimensions of these stories left you wanting more on the macro environment, our companion show, Intellijix Daily News, covers international affairs, markets, and world events with the same analytical approach. Worth checking out if these topics resonate.
We owe genuine thanks to the tools that make this podcast possible. We use Claude Code from Anthropic for script generation and production automation, and Perplexity for the real-time topic discovery and research that feeds into every episode. These aren't sponsorship mentions. They're the actual infrastructure behind what you heard today, and we're grateful to have tools this capable to work with.
For Sarah Chen, I'm Marcus Rodriguez. We'll be back Monday with whatever the Hacker News community decides matters next. Thanks for listening.